and welcome back to Fish in the Bowl. I'm Rose Chameleon, and today we are doing my thoughts on VR. I think VR, it's an amazing experience. It's really fun, especially if you find a headset that, I know, that's perfect for you. That in the Google Cardboard, that's a pretty cool one. I use the, like, SimCon or something, or ShineCon. And that one's really cool. It doesn't have, like, a controller or anything. You just look. There's a bunch of apps that you could find, and there's some pretty good ones out there. I use the, there's a VR X-Racer, and that one you, like, move your head and dodge your obstacles, and the farther you get, it's, I'd say that one's pretty fun. In Mind VR 2, there's a one version, and you go through, like, this brain, like, animated brain, and you have to shoot these cells. That one's really fun. VR games, there's only one that's free, and you, like, have to say pew, 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 or, like, some words, and you'll shoot at these. That one's fun. VR travel, I'd say that one's a really good one. It's, you, like, go through and look at all these videos, and you're, like, in the center of a video. That's pretty cool. Egypt VR, I don't use that one much. It's, like, an escape room, and, like, in a tomb. VR Adventure would have to be one of my favorites. Pretty much, you choose either a hunter or a sorceress, and you go through this maze, and you, like, stare at, or use, like, a trigger, and shoot at, like, these enemies. It's pretty fun. My headset is the VR ShineCon, I think, and that one, it's a great one. You just put your phone in, and there's a bunch of apps. The Google Daydream is one I've heard of that's pretty good. I suggest a VR ShineCon. I suggest Google Cardboard. The only thing is that you put your hands on it and you have to hold it. You don't have, like, a strap on your head. That's pretty much the only thing about that. There's also some really expensive ones. VR ShineCon's about $20. On Amazon, and Google Daydream is about $50 to $100, depending on where you find it at. The one of the best one is the HTC Vive virtual reality system, but that's like $500. The Oculus Go, I've heard, is a really good brand, or good one, and that's $200 though. The Oculus Rift is $400, and I've heard of this PlayStation one. The reviews are really good. It's about $300. The official Google Cardboard is about $15 on Amazon. There is the PRV Iris standalone VR headset, and that's about $200 on Amazon. It's one of the best adult VR headsets, it says. Here's one for $5. It's the Ion virtual reality head, or the ONN, or whatever it is, virtual reality headset. It's white. It's at Walmart for $5. The generic VR standard VR headset is like $32, which does not sound right to me. A Samsung Gear VR headset with controllers, about $60 off of Amazon. And the PlayStation VR Start Bundle is about $1,000, so that's expensive. There's a bunch of other VR headsets. You can find some pretty good ones. But pretty much, be safe when you're doing VR, because you can totally lose track of where you're looking in a room. I suggest having someone to help. It's Mischief, my sister. She was playing a couple days ago, and she thought she was, like, her bed was right behind her, so when she sat, but turns out it wasn't. And she thought I came in and sat on her bed, so she, like, plopped down and scraped up against her shelf, her back. It was kind of funny to watch, because she just plopped. I didn't even notice it was happening until I heard a crash. So, always be safe with VR. Make sure you're doing it with someone. I think that's a good one. Yeah, pretty much. So, it's kind of a shorter one, but I hope you enjoyed. You can also, if you have any questions or a Q&A, you can leave them in the voice comment thing. And also, my last video, it got 36 listens, which is a pretty good accomplishment for myself. And now we're at a total of 126 plays, which is really awesome. I didn't think I'd get that many views at all, so, or listens, sorry. So, I'd like to thank everybody who's listened, and I hope to see you in the next one. Goodbye.